Well, let's talk about those fall adventures. And, hey, we're not done with summer yet. There's still plenty of fun to be had in the greater Traverse region. And who better to talk about it with than Trevor Tkach, who is president of the Traverse City Tourism Bureau here. And thanks for providing us a site to do our broadcast.
Oh, we're so grateful to have you in Traverse City. We always love having WJR come on up any time of the year, any season, but it's always fun to come in the summertime, isn't it?
The agribusiness isn't just about consuming. It's about experiencing.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, it used to be that was just about coming up and doing maybe a U-Pick experience or stopping by a roadside cherry stand. It's about much more than that now. Kind of run through the diversity of experiences a family can have in both picking, eating, and just enjoying the farms that are out here.
Well, there is so much to do and see when it comes to agritourism in northern Michigan. Michigan is the second most diverse agriculture of all 50 states, only second to California. And Traverse City epitomizes that. We have all sorts of activity going on year-round. And we're a farm-to-table sort of spot. And so you will get the best of all the freshest and plentiful ingredients when you go to our fine restaurants. But you also get a chance to dive in other immersive sort of experiences. Jacob's Farm, for example, just up the road, they have turned what used to be kind of a U-Pick sort of experience type of farm into a giant corn maze in the fall and a huge venue outside where they have live concerts and you're drinking fresh ciders and all this great experience. And that's just one of many types of experiences that you can kind of dive right into when you get here and start to explore them.
When you look at the volume of calls that come in that are inquiring about things that are available to visitors to your area, how many of them are agribusiness and agricultural related?
Oh, that's a tough question, but I tell you, every year we have new and exciting opportunities. Like just a couple of years ago, there was a big surge in the wine tours and then in beer tours, and that's all local agriculture, really, if you think about it, right? You're finding different ways to activate that and safer ways to do it, if you think about it, right, when it comes to the spirits and beer and wine.
Well, your cohort, Mike Kent, who's, by the way, one of my oldest pals from college, was just telling me that he was on South Manitou Island,
mm-hmm.
and that they're growing rye there for whiskey. So, I mean, which I'm not sure they weren't doing during Prohibition.
Right. Well, and that's exactly what they were doing. And it is some of the finest grains, and it goes into some of the, and I think that's Mammoth Distillery that's just around the corner here from us, but absolutely fabulous spirits here. And I'm hoping your listeners have found this out already, but there are a wide variety for a small town.
Yeah.
We've got some pretty sophisisticated tastes, including from drinks to food to you name it.
Yeah. Take me beyond some of the agricultural things, and
mm-hmm.
and that, you know, I understand that. I mean, in terms of active lifestyle
mm-hmm.
stuff, that there are now wineries that maybe when they're down in the winter are doing fat tire bike trails and things. Tell me about some of the really kind of offbeat stuff that a lot of folks are into.
Yeah, snowshoeing, fat tire biking, cross-country skiing is pretty common now between wineries. You'll see like a trail that'll develop out on Old Mission or Leland on. I think you'll have Jay on later today from 45. He's got that. They actually, that winery built their own trail, so you'll have to ask him about it. And people bring their own mountain bikes out, and they'll mountain bike, and then they'll sit and sip wine and taste it.
I mean, I can't think of anything cooler because, I mean, you're talking about great rolling hills with all the wineries here. And if you can integrate, you know, preserve what the vines need to do their thing, but also give folks an ability to kind of cut through it and use it as one of the most beautiful landscapes you'll ever bike through.
It really is. Yeah, biking or running. And we do a lot of races and activities that kind of dive into that space, too. The National Cherry Festival does a race.
Saw some paddle boarders here on the Boardman River,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
Coming through town. And so, I mean, there's any number of things that you can get involved with.
Extremely popular. Yes, you can take the waterways through agriculture. There's a lot of ways to integrate into it here. You know, we're a micropolis. So we've got a lot of sophistication, a lot of amenities, a lot of hotel rooms for people to come stay, but then you also get right into nature very quickly when you step outside of the city limits. And you see it in the ag, and you see it in the Sleeping Bear Dunes National Lakeshore. And even they have an active farm on the lakeshore historic properties.
Well, and you've also got your friends up in the Leelanau Peninsula as well, and they've got their own things to offer. I know you guys all coordinate and cooperate mm-hmm. because there's enough here for everybody. And in terms of the just the diversity of lodging for people that are on a budget, and we know that with inflation, there's a lot of folks that are having to pinch the pennies maybe a little tighter right about now. Give me a sense of what's available up here, especially in terms of the campgrounds and whether there's still availability.
Yeah. I'm really glad you asked that question, because I think a lot of people are still struggling with the gas prices, and they're worried about their own personal
Even though they're below $4 a gallon. Hallelujah.
Yes. It made a lot easier trip home today from Detroit. I was in your neck of the woods. You were in mine, and now I'm up here. And what you'll find is there's a wide variety of price points. You know, I think people get sticker shock. They see a high price. But we've got a multitude of opportunities for people to enjoy. You brought up camping. I mean, there's some crazy opportunities out there. And normally if you get in, like, the TraverseCity.com site and you dig in, you'll find we put all the price. We'll list as many of the rates as we can for all the property types. And you can click through and find something more rustic. You want to be down by the river, maybe cast a line while you're in town, or maybe you want something more sophisticated like Hotel Indigo or Delamar that are right in downtown Traverse City.
Oh, and I got to say, the Hotel Indigo has been such a nice addition to downtown Traverse City.
Yeah, it is. It's very special to have something like that right downtown. And we're seeing more hotels starting to come online or planning to soon, and I think it'll raise the level of opportunity It will raise everyone's game. Whenever you build something new, everybody else has to keep up with it, or they'll fall behind. So this is a good proof that we're in a good spot, and that people want, or still there's a high demand. People still want to get here, and seeing more come on line too generally means better prices,
right?
Because you have more supply. So I think you'll see that too over the coming years as we put more hotels online.
For those that are now have their appetite whetted, whether we're talking about the pie or whether we're talking about the beauty of Grand Traverse, what's the website to visit?
Go to TraverseCity.com, book your hotel, get your itinerary all planned right there at our website, TraverseCity.com.
All right. Trevor, thanks so much.
Always a pleasure.
When we come back, how long will we have to wait for election results in November, and why? We'll get to that next.